63. A New Beginning. Bill, January 2345, Epsilon Eridani. This was going to be a huge day. I was in the Snark 2 in Manny form, sitting about 10,000 kilometers away from the Epsilon Eridani wormhole. I had already placed wormholes leading directly to Omicron Squared Eridani and Sol in slightly different orbital positions in the Oort cloud. Other wormholes were being flown in, and within a decade, I'd be able to reach any UFS star system from here. Physically reach. I mean, not just a remotely operated scut-controlled Manny. The Interstellar Highway, FTL version, was becoming a reality. Wormnet. How much it would affect humanity remained to be seen. Hugh had suggested a round-trip transit of the full system, with him flying across using a Manny. It seemed like a safe enough activity. No bobs could actually be harmed, even if we lost the Manny and or ship. And we needed some kind of ceremonial event to celebrate the official opening of Wormnet. My console beeped as a ship exited the wormhole. Named the Singularity, it was clearly visible in the view screen, its Skippyland silhouette distinct from the normal heaven configuration. I engaged Surge, and we met at the halfway point. A brief rotation of hulls ended with our airlocks facing each other. Both doors opened, and a figure jumped across from the Singularity to the Snark. No spacesuit, of course. Manny's didn't need them. In minutes, a Bob Manny strolled into my control room. We still all looked the same by default, but my heads-up display identified the Manny as belonging to Hugh. He was, of course, wearing the ubiquitous Skippy gray coveralls. "So, my old nemesis, we meet at last," he said. "Yeah, that's not dramatic," I grinned at him. "I feel like we should have a marching band and speeches and stuff." "And food," Hugh added. "That, too," I said, laughing. "This is historic. We're the first Bobs coming together again after being separated by interstellar distances." "Hmm," Hugh said, waggling a hand. "Well, you guys did visit us last year, but not in person." He looked down at the hand and then gave me a sheepish grin. "Not that a Manny is any less of a remote device, but it feels different somehow." "True." I changed the subject. "So, how's the transit?" "Kind of weird. I lost the Manny connection, obviously. No scut in a wormhole. I was able to reconnect on this side right away, but it's disconcerting. The scut network isn't as smooth as a cell network. That might be something we'll have to work on going forward." "I get the point," I replied. "But I'm not sure how often we're going to be riding active Mannies through a wormhole." "Fair enough. So, have we found a human yet who's willing to be a guinea pig?" "Nope. Although I've transported a bunch of actual guinea pigs." "And?" "No effect. No major effect, anyway. They became agitated during the transit, so they felt something, but they didn't explode, turn inside out, become evil, or develop superpowers, so there's that." "What does an evil guinea pig look like, anyway? Eye patch and tattoos, I think." I grinned and then became serious. "So the search for Thoth is over." Hugh nodded. "We've confirmed that we have complete control over Jova once again. We repaired that scut backplane transceiver. Still trying to figure out how Thoth got enough physical access to be able to modify it. As far as we can tell, it never had control of any Waldos, Roamers, or auto factories." "And no unexplained rogue computer systems floating around?" "We'd notice," Hughes said with a chuckle. "Thoth would require a fairly large system, even using the new quantum computing technology that Anik gave us. It would glow in infrared, so no, it didn't just transfer itself to another computer." We talked for several more minutes, but there really wasn't anything pressing to discuss. This whole thing was just a stunt, and we both knew it. Finally, Hughes stood and stuck out a hand. "Well, buddy, it's been real." We shook, and he gave me a salute as he headed back to the airlock. 2 minutes later, the Singularity gave me two blinks of the nav lights, moved to a safe distance, and accelerated toward the gate. I sighed as I watched the ship dive back into the wormhole, then set the autopilot to dock the Snark II at Ultima Thule. I parked my butt in the pilot's seat and disconnected. I would rack the Manny properly once the ship was parked. I was in my VR, just settling down with a cup of coffee, when I got a call from Hugh. He popped up in video, which was mildly surprising. He could have joined in VR, but I was beyond second-guessing Skippy's by this point. "Hey, Bill, did everything go as expected when I left there?" Sorry, what? "You went back to your ship, flew into the wormhole, and disappeared. No flash, no bang, if that's what you mean." "I'm not sure what I mean." "I remember all that just as you described. Then I reconnected with my Manny on this side and started heading back to our space station. Docked, racked the Manny, and so on. Everything seemed fine. Then a while later, I got a call from port control asking me when I'd be arriving." Not my best response, but based on the sinking feeling in my stomach, possibly appropriate. "Funny, that's about what I said. According to port control, the Singularity exited the wormhole, then turned on a different heading and accelerated away. They didn't think much of it since I still had a half hour on my flight plan before I was due. But then that time came and went, and they called you. Meanwhile, you say you had docked the ship?" "Yep, returned the Manny and everything. Except the Manny isn't in its pod. No record of the return." "Jeez, Hugh, should I be worried?" "I think I'm worried enough for both of us." Hugh paused. "My first thought was that port control was either mistaken or lying, but there are enough monitoring systems in Skippy Land, video, radar, radio, astronomical, and so on, that I was able to confirm port control's version of events. So, here's the thing." Again, the pause. "It didn't match up with my experience at all. Obviously. Timing, acceleration, no overlap. The only possible conclusion is that I was experiencing a VR version of the flight back." VR. That sinking feeling just got worse. "You mean someone or something fed you a bogus experience to make you think you had docked the ship?" "Uh-huh. Exactly that." "Have you brought this up with your higher-ups? That's why I'm talking to you in video, Bill. We're locked down again." "Theories?" "Someone or something took over the Manny and or the Singularity and essentially stole it." "Bill, can I ask you a possibly odd question?" "Everything's odd right now. Go ahead." "Did you arrange our meeting?" "What? No, you did." "Nope. I got an email from you suggesting it. The smell of old fish is all over this." "Motherfucker. Okay, Hugh. Keep me up to date, will you?" "Will do." The video window disappeared, leaving me alone in my VR. It wasn't actually possible for a cold wind to blow through unless I specifically ordered it, but nevertheless, I felt a chill.